This show is brought to you by Audible and by all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's GQDN, we talk about a new race to world first. We think we're talking about WoW, huh? No, it's not. Some Pokemon, a website got blocked, and some Blizzard news, which we start with the article from WoWhead.com, because what was announced today was the first quarter results of Activision Blizzard King. Now, I'm only going to give some of the highlights here, and it really not much to get into right now. We're going to save some of it for the weekly news. But Activision, down 7 million, 107 million to 100 million, okay? Blizzard, down 2 million, basically from 24 million to 22 million. King was the only one that was up by 10 million, from 240 million to 250 million. And that's mainly because of some new content in the first quarter. So we shall see what happens next, because as we go into the next story, Diablo Immortal comes to your favorite phone. Oh, wait, on PCs as well? On June 2nd. Now, keep in mind, this is only the open beta, so there's no real announcement as to when the actual game comes out. But the big news here isn't so much the release date of beta, which is June 2nd. It is the fact that it is now coming to PC. And by the way, you can pre-register now for Diablo Immortal right on your Battle.net desktop app. Now, that's on the Battle.net website. Another thing that's coming into beta. Now, some players have played this in alpha, and that is the Overwatch 2 PvP. So Overwatch 2, and this comes to us from DualShockers.com. I do apologize for that. But Overwatch 2 PvP closed beta will begin tomorrow, Tuesday, April 26th. And it'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 p.m. BST. And this is Overwatch, basically, play Overwatch on Twitter. Quote, introducing Sojourn, a fierce former captain of Overwatch equipped with cybernetic abilities. Coming soon to Overwatch 2 PvP beta. So she'll be there. And they're getting that stuff out, trying to get it out now, get her tested now before the Overwatch League comes in. So we'll see how she plays when that comes in. Now we talk about a little acquisition, or maybe getting ready for one. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and to them, they're saying that Ubisoft may be getting ready to be acquired. And they're saying that at least two firms are looking at Ubisoft, naming Blackstone and KKR and Company. KKR and Company. And this is really a time to where a lot of these gaming companies are now starting to be bought up. And you know where that started? It started with Activision Blizzard. This round did. And we're not going to see the end of it for quite some time, I think. Now we go into a little bit of kind of standard stuff, if you ask me. Stalker 2 website was blocked by Russia. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And this is basically what happens when you have a war going on, where things you want to promote don't come out. I mean, look what we've done to Russia, as in America, with all the sanctions. So if we're going to block this, and this, you know, they're going to block this, and this. Now, it's not because we blocked or we put sanctions on Russia. It's because Ukraine and Russia is at war, okay? So because those two factions are at war, it is mainly a communication thing that they're trying to block. In my eyes, and I could very well be wrong, but, you know, This is basically what Russia, or what warring factions do. So, not surprising at all. Now, this may end today, but hey, it is what it is. So all you Pokemon lovers, Destructoid.com's got your news. And Pokemon Sword and Shield is running a distribution event. But like I said, it expires today, because you could get Dracovish until the end of the day. So, good luck. Go get them. There is a code to get it, but I don't give that up. You have to go to patreon.com/groupquest to get it, because it's in the link on Discord. Now we go to dualshockers.com, and Fade is coming to Valorant, the fan favorite, mainly because of Arcane, the show, up on Netflix, I believe it was. And she will be coming to Valorant. This is in a tweet from at Play Valorant. The nightmare's real. Get a sneak peek at Fade's gameplay, Valorant, upcoming Initiator Agent. Fade coming to Valorant. Ooh. And that'll be tomorrow, or that'll be Wednesday, my bad. April 27th. Not the 26th, the 27th. I was going to say tomorrow, but that's not, no, not tomorrow, Wednesday. So are you ready for her? Because she's ready for you. Now we go to ESTNN for the last story for today. And Final Fantasy now has a race to world first, and it starts tomorrow. Now, Mogtalk said in a tweet about this, "Meet the first group of our amazing casters for the Dragon Songs Reprise World Race. Keep an eye out for the second squad tomorrow. From the 26th through the 29th of April, they will guide you through the action of Endwalker's First Ultimate in a relaxed daily broadcast format. And it will be on twitch.tv/mogtalk. So if you are interested, you can go find them there. Now, they are having a charity, and the last charity that they did was for Extra Life, and they raised $27,000. So I don't see the charity right here, but obviously they will be up there tomorrow, up on twitch.tv/mogtalk. So, talk about Twitch. I'm on Twitch at Joe Space. Twitter.com/JoeBrums. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter, which I have a pinned tweet because I put it up on my Twitter. I want to know what you think about resetting your skills in World of Warcraft, or what's coming in Dragonflight. Am I right? Is Golvin right? Or are we both wrong? Go check it out at Joe Brums on Twitter. You can find everybody at thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We shall see you tomorrow. Hey, there's got to be some fallout from all this Activision Blizzard news, right? Go play some games, guys.